awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, those are soothing sounds. It's the soothing sounds of St. Elmo's Friday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve Teo hanging out with you.
What's up? What's up, dogs?
Welcome to Friday.
Man.
It is finally here.
I am stoked. I'm even glad that it's raining.
Yeah, dude.
It's kind of raining. It rained all night.
Officially the first day of spring.
Whoa.
So, April showers? What does March do?
April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah.
March either comes in like a lion and out like a lamb, or it comes in like a lamb and out like a lion.
What does that mean?
That means like, well, in the South, usually March is the beginning of tornado season.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I saw an article the other day talking about how there's been like drastically less tornadoes so far. But that kind of makes me worried about the end of March.
Ah.
Because it always happens.
Lion ending.
Lion ending.
All right. It is March 20th. We are one day away from Josh Garrels and Gunger.
What?
In fact, your opportunity to score some tickets.
What?
We're going to do that a few times throughout the morning.
Yeah, we are.
So be listening.
Ooh.
Josh Garrels and Gunger, man.
Big chances to win all morning long.
Yeah. So we got Josh Garrels. We got Gunger. We're going to have Jason in from Glorieta. The show's up in Glorieta, New Mexico. So we're going to have him in talking about Glorieta, the camps, and all the changes, all the cool stuff going on up in Glorieta. That's about an hour and 15 minutes from here.
Yes.
A little over an hour's drive.
It's not bad.
Nice drive, too.
And it's beautiful.
It is, absolutely. So we're excited. We'll be hanging out with Jason this morning. We'll be giving away tickets this morning. It is Pay It Forward Friday, so you know we got a couple of those stories, including 10 ways that you and your family can serve others in the community. We'll talk about that, how you can get involved. And, man, big day news-wise, so.
Yeah, the theme of today's show is going to be identity.
Yes!
Identity.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
And we've got another story about a dad whose son was targeted by a troubled teen that was planning, like, a school shooting, and the dad's response.
Is insane.
It is insane.
The response is amazing, so we'll talk about that. We got a big show. It's Friday.
Big show.
Of course, coming up right around the corner, we've got breaking news.
Wait, do we have the big show coming in
the
studio?
We have the big show coming.
And Kane, and we're going to have Sting next week, and then Triple H the next week. What if we could get Triple H? What would you do?
I doubt that's going to be
I'm going to call my people. I'm going to get my people.
Yes, call them.
Call my people.
Call him.
Call my person.
Call your person. It just sounds weird when you say your person.
My
so
person is
we
Doug.
We choose to say people, but there's really only one. So.
Yeah, it's Doug, and I don't think he's not even here yet. So
amazing. All right, all that's coming up today. Slammed Friday show, so stay close for that. On the way, we also got some metric right now. Twice Young is the band, and Acacia's the song. And it's right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday. It's March 20th. And it's time for breaking news. Because you need to know. You need to know what's going on in your world, and I'm the guy that it has to tell you, and so I feel sorry for you, but that's just the way it is. So let's get to our stories. I don't know if you guys know this, but today, a certain astrological thing is happening.
Yes, dude.
And by astrological, I mean astronomical. You could say both. There's a solar eclipse going on, and as we both know, and as you know, tons of people love wrapping myths and mysteries and all kinds of cool stuff around solar eclipses. It's a phenomenon that's been linked to a dragon, a black squirrel, and Tianjio, the magical dog of heaven. Which, I didn't know there was a magical dog of heaven, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Apparently there is. Anyway, mythologies from around the globe are all about what happens when there's a solar eclipse. Now, we know in our modern time that it's just the moon crossing over, you know, in between the Earth and the Sun, so it covers it up. and the moon and the sun are at just the right distance away from the Earth, that they appear to be the same apparent size in the sky, even though the sun is about 400 times larger than the moon, duh. But from our vantage point, it looks like they're the same size. Hmm. And today, there's a solar eclipse. Now, will we be able to see it in America?
Oh.
No.
Aww.
No, you won't. In fact, if you live in Northern Africa, the Middle East, parts of Europe, then this is your time for the solar eclipse. But apparently over here in the American part of the world, we're not really going to get to see a great view of it. So, sorry, but there is a crazy cool solar eclipse going on today. So if you're into the stars, which you will be soon, if you're not now, then maybe that's for you.
All right.
Maybe you can try to find a thing. Again, if you're going to try to see this thing, NASA suggests some old tricks for viewing indirectly: punching a hole in cardboard, projecting the light, seeing it through onto a surface away from the sun. You don't want to stare directly into it.
No.
Because you're going to get your eyes hurt. Now, moving on. Senses of a different kind. You get your eyes hurt if you stare into the sun, and you might get your nose injured if you smell this new fragrance. They're not sure if it's an April Fool's gag or if it's flame grilled brilliance. That comes from CNN. I can't take credit for that because that's pretty good. But anyway, you got to wait till April 1st to find out. A Burger King ad running in Japan is promising a limited edition perfume debuting on April 1st. So take it with a grain of salt and maybe a side of fries to make you smell like a couple of all beef patties. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Yeah. Doug?
I hate grilling outside and coming in. Like, if I grill, if we barbecue,
yeah,
I'm usually at the grill. I have to shower before bed because I reek like
the smoke
grill.
And the grill.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't do that. I can't do it.
We think the name might be losing something in translation, but flame grilled fragrance. it's about $41 American, 5,000 yen, and it comes with a free Whopper. But anyway, it's a one-day thing. It says Burger King did this a few years back in the U.S. with the fragrance Flame. Flame was billed as the scent of seduction with a hint of flame-broiled meat.
It just sounds so gross, dude.
I don't know.
Like you're sweating burger.
Sweating burger. Sweating burger.
I don't know that smells... Ugh.
I've actually got a list here of other fragrances based on food. We'll come back to that because we're giving away a ton of tickets today.
Exactly, yeah.
So maybe we'll play a little guessing game later on.
All right.
But anyway,
that's
Steve-O,
yeah.
you want a Whopper fragrance?
Absolutely not.
No?
Of all burger smells?
You can have it your way.
Definitely not.
Maybe they could throw
list.
A little onion in there, a little B.O.
Ugh.
Tomato
no,
fragrance.
You.
I don't know. Okay.
Gosh, that sounds terrible.
Moving on.
Yes.
Guys, Monopoly's turning 80 years old.
Ooh!
Is there anything Monopoly can't do? Yes, you can't pass go.
Or you collect can't.
$200. That's right, because you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, over the span of its 80-year life, it's been played underwater. It's been played underground. It's been played in space, or at least the tokens from the game were taken to space. And on a giant game board, it's used chocolate. It's featured real money. There have even been games that barely lasted the night, and marathon contests that have gone on for weeks. We're talking Monopoly, guys.
Yeah.
And it's 80 years old. March 19th marks the official 80th anniversary of the world's best-selling board game, now manufactured by Hasbro. It's circuitous history, like its game board, has been filled with several interesting turns. Here's a few. Did you know that legend has it Charles Darrow, an unemployed salesman, invented the game in his kitchen in 1930.
No way!
But the roots of Monopoly actually date back a few more decades to a game called The Landlord's Game, created by Elizabeth Maggie in 1903. The Landlord's Game was meant to be educational, illustrating economist Henry George's belief, which was inspired by the Gilded Age, which probably only Sam Swan knows about, that property ownership by individuals is inherently unfair. Maggie's game was an underground success, leading to a number of offshoots, including the one that Darrow tweaked, and we now know as Monopoly. Parker Brothers bought her patent for $500
wow,
in 1935, closing the loop.
That's a lot of money in 1935, right?
Yeah.
$500?
I'd say it
is. In the 30s?
It had to be. I mean, that was Depression era. That was like in the middle of the Depression.
Okay, I'll take $500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a board game?
Yeah.
Dude, man, you crazy if you don't! Monopoly's been translated into 47 languages.
Dang.
It's played in 114 countries, and it sold more than 275 million units.
Gosh.
That's a ton of Monopoly.
Yeah.
Wow. Hasbro prints $30 billion in Monopoly money each year.
I don't think $500 now is worth the...
Maybe not. Maybe we should have talked to royalty plan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, 80th birthday of Monopoly. Happy birthday, Monopoly.
Happy birthday, Monopoly.
Your spokesman is still very bald.
Yeah.
You would think that now with our technology, we would have got that guy some hair. At least he could afford it. No, he can't.
Yeah.
Do we have any of this, man?
No.
We don't.
I hear. And how about this?
Okay.
I'll play Snoop. That's as close as I'll get to ever having to play him on this. Sorry. Can I play Beck?
Yeah, play Beck or T-Swift. Either one. Kanye West is known in the news for being a bit eccentric. And now there's a petition to stop him from playing the Glastonbury Festival over in England. It's not just, you know, a couple people got together and signed a list saying, I don't like Kanye, I don't want him to come over. No, it's nearly 60,000 people have signed a petition that a guy named Neil Lonsdale posted on change.org, in which he started calling West an egotistical, maniacal disgrace, unworthy of top billing at Glastonbury. Glastonbury it's like a prestigious, huge festival over in the UK.
Yeah.
If you're a band and you get to play Glastonbury, then you have made it.
You have totally,
you really have.
Totally made
You've
it.
Made it.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah.
This guy, though, Neil, he says, Kanye West is an insult to music fans all over the world.
Well, he just recently insulted Beck, who took the Grammy home for the best record in the universe.
Guys, I just want y'all to know that Doug is so sweaty right now. Oh, he disagrees. This guy says, we spend hundreds of pounds to attend Glasto, and by doing so, expect a certain level of entertainment. Kanye has been very outspoken on his views on music. He should listen to his own advice and pass his headline slot on to someone who is deserving, Doug. Let's prevent this musical injustice now!
Wow.
It says, however biting the words may seem, Lonsdale's primary argument is not actually that West is controversial, arrogant, or inconsiderate. The main thrust is that he doesn't play rock music. And this guy wants to hear some rock music because Glastonbury has almost always featured rock headliners.
They should get Beck.
They should get Beck. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Well.
Yeah.
We'll see how this pans out with Mr. Kanye.
Man.
And finally, guys, the best story I could find all morning.
Oh,
this
sorry.
This is wonderful.
Sorry, I thought we were going
horrible.
Somewhere else. My bad.
No, it's okay. A man in China was faced with what could be the toughest decision of his life. After both his ex-girlfriend and his current girlfriend hatched a little female plan.
Gosh.
And they both threw themselves into a river.
Yeah.
To see who the Chinaman would save.
This is so typical and not okay.
His name is Wu.
This is not okay.
His name is Wu.
Oh, wow.
He's 21.
And that's exactly what he did to them both.
He said he broke up with his long-term girlfriend, Jun Tang, who was 20, after meeting Rong Sao, who's 22.
Rong is right.
In Ningbo, an eastern city in China's Xinjiang province. I don't know. I'm sorry. I apologize. But over the following 3 months, his ex-girlfriend has kept harassing the couple. Eventually, Wu decided to arrange a meeting between the three of them in a nearby park to kind of, you know, try to hash it out.
Listen, guys.
Clear the air.
We gotta talk this out.
We just gotta clear the air. That's all we wanna do. But when they got to the river, things took a very dramatic turn. A police spokesman told the Daily Mail, which is where this comes from, the girls began arguing, and the man's ex-girlfriend felt insulted by a comment made by the new girlfriend And so she did the natural thing, the most commonsensical thing. She jumped in the river.
Oh, man.
Calling for her former lover to save her. The new girlfriend, fearing that he might indeed jump in to save the ex-girlfriend, jumped in as well. Both of them called for him to rescue them from the possible drowning.
Who did he say?
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
He settled the matter by jumping in the water to save his current girlfriend.
Oh, man.
And then called his brother to help pull out his ex-girlfriend. According to a firefighter, the ex-girlfriend, Jun, who was stuck up to her waist in mud, called a friend and said she was stuck in the river. The friend then contacted emergency services. Jun was okay, but Rong required hospital treatment for minor injuries after hitting a boat as she jumped in the river. That's the current girlfriend.
Incredible. Incredible.
Did he make the wrong decision? Yes, he did, because that girl's name was Rong. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your breaking news for Friday, March 20th, 2015.
Incredible!
What a good story.
Yeah. It is Friday. Pay It Forward Friday. Coming up 10 ways to serve others as a family. We got a lot of stuff on your Friday.
We do.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
What am I to build if my hands are broken? If I'm not the chosen one, what am I to build?
Take a quick look at traffic. Now, Peter came in and told us that he got word of an accident at Unser and Ladera.
That's right.
And we want you guys to be careful about that. Yeah, the two left lanes are blocked. Unser Boulevard South at Ladera Drive. So please be careful out there. It looks like we've also got a stalled vehicle at Unser Boulevard South and McMahon Boulevard. We've got long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. And finally, we have road construction. The roadway is reduced to two lanes, I-25 between New Mexico 47 Broadway and Rio Bravo Boulevard. So watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. You know
what?
There's nothing like home.
That's what I've been told.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we got 10 ways to serve others as a family.
Oh.
Home has a lot to do with identity. We'll talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Maybe
as well.
More than you think it does.
And home, no matter how far away it is, is where your cat will end up.
I love beans and I love panda.
A cat vanished in South Carolina 2 years ago.
Was it magic? Was there a cat wizard?
Kevin.
Kevin? The cat wizard?
The cat's name.
Kevin!
Cat's name is Kevin. And according to Time Magazine, this cat from South Carolina vanished. And Kevin the orange tabby is finally headed home this week after disappearing. Okay.
I gotta whoever be. Kevin is an excellent cat name. Kevin is up there with beans.
Kevin. This is my cat, Kevin.
Kevin is my uncle's name.
That is the best cat name ever.
If you met a cat named Kevin, you can't tell me you wouldn't immediately love that animal.
Yeah, that's a great
What's
cat.
Your cat's name?
Kevin.
Oh, that's the best. Can I have him?
Kevin the Orange Tabby heading home this week after disappearing from Anderson, South Carolina in 2013. The cat turned up earlier this month inside a U-Haul trailer a woman had driven in Southern California.
What?
His microchip
what?
Helped track her down. Track down the owner. Yeah. Kevin then contacted his owner, Cheryl Walls, out in Anderson, South Carolina. And she said, Kevin seemed more of that country than me.
Dang, dude. Come on, Kevin.
Come on home, Kevin. Kevin is in SoCal right now.
Kevin is chilling right now.
2,000 miles away from his home.
Kevin is living that Garfield life. He's not worried about South Carolina right now. Kevin is too busy. Kevin is getting a multi-picture deal with Sony right
now. Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't need South Carolina. What does South Carolina have? Dawson's Creek? Heart is in my hand?
Kevin's coming home, though. Kevin's coming home to Anderson, South Carolina this week, thanks to Time Magazine. Man, just obviously compelling news.
Well, mark of the beast.
So
it's a microchip.
So that Time Magazine did an article on Kevin the Tabby.
There Kevin? You go.
We got to take a quick break, and coming back, we are going to talk a little bit about home and identity. Mm. It may surprise you. Also, of course, Josh Garrels, Gunger, they will be in concert tomorrow night at Glorieta, New Mexico. And we've got your tickets. We will be giving some away coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well. So stay close.
Ooh.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Golly, Bob, howdy! Let's take a look at traffic. There's an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Unser Boulevard South at Ladera Drive. Also an accident. The right lane is blocked. Unser Boulevard South at McMahon Boulevard. We also have long-term road construction. San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. And the road construction has reduced the roadway to two lanes, I-25 between New Mexico 47 and Rio Bravo Boulevard. That's your look at traffic!
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports Coffee Shop, right here on the Calvary campus. Dude, sporting a white chocolate cherry muffin this morning.
What?
Yeah.
You're gonna pass out.
I probably am from the sugar. But it tastes incredible.
It tastes so good.
Their phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338.
When it hits your lips, it tastes so good.
3669. And welcome! It is Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio. Steve Oteo hanging out with you.
Good morning.
Going to be hanging out tomorrow night with Josh Garrels and Gunger in Glorieta, New Mexico. Glorieta.org for information on the show. But if you're a fan of Gunger and Josh Garrels, you might want to call us up, 505-338-3700, the phone number, 505-338-3700. Now, this morning, we were talking about a brand new fragrance that Burger King is releasing.
It could be an April Fool's Day joke.
It could be.
Or it might not be.
I really, really hope it is. But you, sir.
Yeah.
You found a list of fragrances.
I've got a list of fragrances, and we're going to see how this conversation smells.
Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning. This is Joe from Rio Rancho.
Yeah. Good morning, Joe from Rio Rancho.
How's it?
It's fantastic. Are you a fan of Josh Garrels and Gunger?
Gunger's pretty awesome, but Josh Garrels, yeah, tears it up. Love it.
All right. Would you be down to go catch a show in Glorieta, New Mexico tomorrow eve?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, here's the game. Here's what we're going to do. Woo! You know, we mentioned this Whopper Big Mac fragrance.
Ooh.
We found a list of other fragrances that companies
peddling. Have made. Yeah.
We're going to give you the description, and we need you to tell us what fragrance the cologne or perfume is. Does that sound good?
All right.
If you can, the fragrance, or
the main ingredient.
There you go.
Like what it's based on.
If you can get three correct, we will give you a pair of tickets to see Josh Garrels and Gunger.
Okay.
And I say that because I can't pronounce some of these. So he could be totally wrong.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to read you a description of the fragrance. Did you try to tell me maybe what the main ingredient is or maybe even the name of the fragrance? And if you get it right, you win.
Yeah.
All right.
Got to get three of these right.
Got to get three of them right. Ready?
Yes.
We're guessing this fragrance by the Demeter Fragrance Library has an earthy smell.
And it's based off of a food?
Nope.
Just
based off of anything. Obscure smells.
Yes.
Dirt?
Don't think too hard.
Did you say dirt?
Yes.
You said correctly, sir.
Oh. See, it's not that hard.
Not that hard.
Not that hard. All right. Joe, you got one. Need two more.
You ready?
Yeah.
You'll come out of your shell for this scent, but don't forget the drawn butter.
I will go with seafood, crab, or lobster.
Lobster is right, Levin!
Oh. Two of two. This is it for the pair of tickets to see Josh Garrels and Gunger.
You ready?
Or monkfish, for that matter. Poor man's lobster. That stuff's good.
There's a lobster fragrance?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Okay, here we
nasty.
Go.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an easy one because I want you to win.
Oh, all right.
Because everything's better with this. This is a food. Everything's better with it.
Because everything's
coffee?
Better with...
No,
final
it's a
answer?
Food.
A food.
Everything's better with... This is it!
Think about this. Hamburgers.
This is it for everything!
Baked potatoes.
Everything. Everything's better with cheese.
Oh, no, it's not cheese.
We're
it's
sorry.
Not cheese.
Everything's better with bacon.
Bacon!
Because everything's
bacon.
Better with bacon. Sorry, Joe. You were so close! So
no problem.
All right, man. You too.
Later.
Static!
Hi, I'm calling to play the game.
All right. Turn your radio down.
Got to turn your radio down. Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to see Josh Garrels and Gunger tomorrow in Glorieta, New Mexico. Can you make the trek up to Glorieta?
Yeah, how far away is that?
Whoa!
Wow.
Did your voice just change?
You just totally changed your voice. That's incredible.
I just want to give you the tickets for that. Did you hear that?
I heard
that
it.
That was magical.
It was amazing.
Are you a wizard?
Well, it's me and my son, so I guess you could pick whichever one of us you want to play.
It's about an hour north of New Mexico, outside of Santa Fe.
Albuquerque.
Yeah, we could do that. What time is it?
New Mexico.
It's tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
All right, yep.
Okay.
Can do.
What's your name?
Nicole.
We're going to play the fragrance game. We're going to give you a description of a real cologne or perfume. And you have to tell us what that fragrance is. If you get three correct, we're going to hook
you
up. Okay? All right.
Oh, man. some of these are kind of crazy, okay? So bear with me.
That's easy. I mean...
Yeah. Okay. You want to wear this cologne when you want to rock and roll all night and not smell like it during the day.
Ooh.
You want to rock and roll all night.
But not smell like it every day.
Right.
Okay. I think I got it.
Maybe?
I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
What would this cologne be based on?
What's the cologne based on?
B.O.?
Oh.
Close.
That's a... Solid answer.
It's a solid answer. No, sort of. It's based on a certain.
You've got it.
You're on the right track.
You've got it. Come on.
These aren't all necessarily based on food.
That's right.
They're based on anything. And if you wanted to rock and roll and party, or rock and roll all night and party every day, you would be wanting to smell like maybe a band.
Yeah.
Oh, kids.
Yeah,
okay. There you go.
Oh. I'm like, you got the song. Kiss has their own cologne. This is ridiculous.
I guess so.
I was going to say that first, but I thought that would be obvious.
We're trying to give you tickets.
We're trying to help you.
We want you to win. We're not trying to trick you.
We are Captain's Obvious.
What?
Okay. Appreciate that.
Hey, no props. All right, two more.
Okay. Brought to you by the U.S. Army. This is what you would smell like when you're ready to take on the world, or at least the Nazis.
Oh, wow.
This is a specific
person. That's interesting. I see that.
Hitler?
No, if you wanted to take on the Nazis.
Because you're smelling like the United States. You're smelling like men.
Like a certain general.
Like the U.S. Army. Like a general.
From World War II. I can't help you anymore. Do you remember the big time general from World War II?
You can do it.
No.
He led the U.S.
This
Army.
This is for the tickets. You can do it.
There was a movie
I
about
it. I believe
him.
In you. It's 5 seconds. Phone
Sorry,
lines
I
are
don't
jammed.
Know.
Oh, Nicole! It was Patton.
Patton.
Patton cologne.
General Patton.
General Patton has his own cologne.
He does.
Wow.
Brought to you by
That's
the U.S.
ridiculous.
Army.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. 505-338-3700. We cannot give away these Josh Garrels or Gunger tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. One more phone call. Let's see. Static.
Yeah, can I play?
Yeah.
Oh, you can play.
Cool.
Can you win?
I'll try.
Can
like
you trek
that.
It up to Glorieta, New Mexico tomorrow for a concert?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. When you want to smell like pot, but you don't want to have the munchies. I'm sorry, I'm running out of stuff.
This is real.
What do you think
Are
it's
you
based
serious?
On? Yeah, this is a real cologne.
It's a cologne?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you want
to
have the munchies.
What's it based on?
I'm going to get in trouble for reading this, so hurry up.
You do that.
I mean, let's be honest.
I just told you what it is!
No, you didn't!
Yeah, I very plainly did.
I don't...
Gonna need an answer.
Come on.
Chrome, chronic. I have no idea, What it was?
That's another word.
It's another word
for it. We're going to let you get it's cannabis is what we were looking for.
Cannabis cologne. That's really what it's called.
You remember?
That's a real cologne.
You remember when I said pot and I told you what it was?
And we totally told you what it was because we're trying to get these tickets away.
We do not endorse that.
I'll tell you right now, Matt, you are generous.
Hey, and you know what's weird? This is so topical. I realized on the way to work today, like, weed is the biggest thing in America,
it's
right?
Unreal.
What is the fascination?
I have no idea.
Because, like, our buddies over at The Edge were talking about, there's a senator from Arizona trying to pass a bill
that
would totally allow recreational or
for
something.
For animals.
For animals.
Yeah. I don't know.
And it was like, what is our upset? Do we think this is the coolest thing since, you know, what, sliced bread? Apparently, we do.
And speaking
They're
of
trying to still
obsession,
pass it in Texas right now, too. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's not going to pass in Texas. It's my great state.
They're right.
When we, never mind. All right.
See, you would think stuff like this wouldn't pass in Mississippi, but then I have to remember how bored people get in Mississippi.
That's true.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so moving on.
Two more. We need two more fragrances. We are going to give you the description. You tell us what it's based on.
Okay.
Okay.
These are very, very easy.
Don't overthink it.
So do not overthink. A certain Italian fast food place in Canada released this a few years ago. When it reached 100,000 Facebook fans, it would be a cheesy, tomato-y, wonderful scent.
Ugh. Ugh. No, it would not.
Fast food, Italian-ish place, owned by the Yum Corporation.
Yes. Cousin of Jabba.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so it's a scent?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fast food, Italian, cheesy.
Tomato-y goodness.
Cousin of Jabba. Gonna need an answer.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
I believe this is so easy. Oh, I gotta gong it.
Papa John's?
Oh, my gosh! Papa John's! Jabba! We're saving it.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
What is happening?
Hey, it's kind of...
We're trying to make this game so easy.
Maybe it's because we're not... I just can't believe there are actually...
Fragrances based on this stuff. Static.
Morning, how you guys doing?
Oh. Well, we're trying to give away tickets to Josh Garrels and Gunger, and apparently it's not working out.
I've heard, and just a disclaimer, I can't actually go tomorrow,
okay.
But it's been so painful to listen to these. I want a shot at this to get these right.
Yes, dude! All right, and then you can pay it forward Friday, and we'll give it to the next person if you win. How's that?
Exactly, that's exactly what I want.
Booyah! Booyah!
All right, we're going to do this. Okay, the last one.
Did you hear the last one?
Cousin of Jabba.
Pizza Hut.
Yes! Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. Not Papa John's. Pizza Hut.
There is an actual Pizza Hut cologne, and that is disturbing. But congratulations, you're already one on the board. Oh.
All right. Yeah, we're going to do one of those two.
There you go.
Okay. If you've been listening, you're going to get this.
We hope so.
You'll come out of your shell with this scent. Don't forget the drawn butter. What's the main ingredient?
It's got to be lobster.
That's
yes!
it.
Yes! There you go. Oh.
Okay. Now, this one I'm going to give you is tough.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
but I think you can get it because you sound smart.
I want him to win.
I do want him to win, but he sounds smart.
Okay. I like this.
Okay.
All right. Putting a lot of stock in you.
All right.
There's a company in the UK. They are famous for one thing.
Mm.
We're hoping that they'll look for a crackers cologne to pair with this cologne that is based on a certain type of cheese. What kind of cheese do you think it is? Looking for a certain, or we're looking for a cracker cologne because we want it to pair with this cologne that's based on a certain type of cheese.
UK.
What kind of cheese?
Famous United Kingdom cheese.
I mean, I'm thinking Swiss.
We got to go with, you got to think about fragrances, my friend.
And you've got to think about
fragrances.
Swiss is probably not United Kingdom.
Yes, and it's not going to go on a cracker.
Because the Swiss do not live in the UK.
That's true. Well, they're close. And go ahead.
Okay. Repeat it one more time for me.
Okay. It's a very stinky cheese.
And hopefully it doesn't leave you sad.
Oh. And we wish that they would put out a crackers cologne to go with this, because a lot of times you eat this cheese on a cracker.
This is killing me. I'm not a cheese guy.
But it's...
Come on, man.
I've got friends who say the stinkier the better. That's just not me.
That's not right.
Stinkier
right?
the better. Come on. Stinkier the better. Come on. We hope it doesn't make you sad.
Come on. You got this. Just hit us with the cheese right now. Three.
I don't... Gouda cheese.
Gouda. That answer was no Gouda. We are sorry, but you were so close.
So close.
I let you guys down.
No, okay, you didn't man. Let us down. We let you down.
You tried so hard. We're trying. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know, we're trying to get people to Josh Garrels and Gunger. And it's not working out!
We're going to keep trying. Don't give up, guys. Keep calling us.
Speaking of, latest from Josh Garrels for you now. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Josh Garrels, the song is Pilot Me. He will be here in Glorieta, New Mexico tomorrow evening along with Gunger, and we are currently trying to give tickets away.
Yes.
We are having no luck. Maybe the game's too hard. This morning for Breaking News, talked a little bit about a brand new fragrance that Burger King is rolling out. Got my words twisted.
Fragrance. It's based on the Whopper.
That's what I was trying to say.
It could be an April Fool's Day joke, but...
It very well could.
We've discovered that there are some crazy fragrances that are, in fact, real that you can purchase.
So here's the game. We're going to give you a description of the fragrance. All you have to do is tell us what the cologne or perfume smells like. If you can get three correct, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to see Josh Garrels and Gunger tomorrow night.
That's a $40 value.
That's a $40 value.
But we need some winners here.
We do.
Phone lines are jammed. Let's go back out to the phone. Static, hello, who's this?
Hey.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Lincoln.
Lincoln, are you a fan of Josh Garrels and Gunger?
Yeah, I want those tickets.
And road
All
trips.
Right. See, I like
road
that attitude.
Tripping it up north for about an hour. You ready to do this? All right. Here we go. We're going to give you a description of a cologne or perfume. You tell us what this smells like, okay?
Okay.
If you can get three correct, we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to Josh Garrels and Gunger. Teo!
All right. If you're looking... Lincoln, are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're looking to walk around smelling like you just finished playing with a classroom of kids, the main ingredient in this fragrance is for you. Now, what you're going to have to do
is think about preschool.
Think about preschool.
Kindergarten.
Think about the one thing that was smelly that everybody got to play with.
And we're not talking about Eric.
No, not Eric. Even though he was a nice guy, he was kind of stinky, and he had to sleep in the corner. We're talking about Something that everybody could play with.
Childhood classic.
Mm.
It definitely has a...
It has a smell.
It's got a smell,
when
man.
When you smell it, you know. You know what it is.
You know!
It's very moldable.
Hmm. Oh, like Play-Doh.
Like Play-Doh is right! It's a Play-Doh fragrance!
We're trying desperately to...
I felt like it was a still... I felt like we had to. Because it was a little confusing.
Okay.
Guys, I don't explain things very well.
No, you're doing a good job. Doing a good job. All right, two more. Two more.
Okay, Lincoln.
Okay.
If you had to, you know, maybe clean your clothes.
Yeah!
But you don't have a washer-dryer, you might smell like this after cleaning your clothes. But you don't have a washer-dryer yourself, so you would have to figure that out.
And no, we're not talking about the quarters.
No.
So... what you would use?
Maybe, see, these are confusing. I'm confused, and I know what it is.
Whatever, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's why I just gave the quarter thing, because okay. I'm willing to bet the place you're talking about is what you'd smell like, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trekking with you.
Okay. You don't have a washer and dryer, Lincoln.
Yeah.
But you've got to get your clothes done.
You got to get it done.
You've got a stack of quarters. What are you going to do?
You're going to smell like a...
laundromat?
Boom! Boom.
Thank you.
Oh,
buddy. This is painful.
We're helping. We are being helpers. You're supposed to help. All right.
Okay.
This next fragrance always reminds me of summertime.
Absolutely. If the winter, not so much.
Yeah, not so
but
much
you know
during
what?
The winter.
During the summertime, this should be at least a weekly occurrence.
It should. It's hanging out with friends.
You're outside.
On the back porch.
Mmm.
It's time to eat. So you throw a...
bar mitzvah.
No, that's close, but that's not it.
Come on, Lincoln.
What would you do?
Gonna need an answer.
Summertime, hanging out with friends, very distinct smell.
Yep. Real fragrance.
Involves food.
You can do it.
So like a barbecue party? Like
yes! Oh my God! You win, Lincoln. You win.
But do you?
Yes, he does. That was tough.
You made it really tough. Hey,
you did.
Hey, you know what, Lincoln? You totally
did it,
scored. Hang on the line, all right, man?
Okay.
We're going to totally
all right.
Up.
Man, he said he wanted those tickets.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to line two anyways.
All right, go to line two.
Static.
Hi.
Hi. You've been on hold. You've been hanging tough, and you're like, I want to win these tickets. And Lincoln just snatched them out right from under you. But you know what? We're totally going to hook you up with the brand new Aaron Gillespie CD. How does that sound? Cool. Right on.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Hang on the line.
Hang on the line.
Man, we're just trying to give stuff away today because we want to be good stewards of awesome.
Awesome.
Because that's what we're a team of. So, you know.
That's right.
That's what we try and do.
There's also a vanilla ice cream fragrance.
See, now that sounds lovely.
That
I'm
really
down with that fragrance.
Yeah.
A lot of weird fragrances. A
lot of weird fragrances.
Coming up, speaking of barbecues and outdoors, I got 10 ways to serve others as a family. It's springtime. We're going to get you going, get you outside, and get all community-ified. I like that. It's on the way. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning, everybody.
It's
Friday.
Up to the second traffic.
Oh, up to the second.
DJ Bossman Dan.
Yeah, he just came in, said there was an accident. Coors Bypass around the mall.
Yeah.
Over there, Cottonwood.
Yeah.
It's not showing up on our map.
A Sierra and a Camaro.
Booyah. There is an accident. Right lane's blocked. Unser Boulevard south at McMahon Boulevard. It looks like the accident that happened earlier at Unser and Ladera has been cleared. It's not showing up on the map. Showing up on the map anymore. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. And finally, road construction. The roadway is reduced to two lanes. I-25 between New Mexico 47 and Rio Bravo Boulevard. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And welcome to Static Radio. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Teo, hanging out with you.
Good morning.
Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk identity. We're going to talk 10 ways to serve others as a family.
Woo!
Get you going on the first day of spring. It's officially here. And boy, does it feel like spring.
Oh, it feels so much like spring outside. You know what, though? I'll say this.
It's so cold and rainy.
It does rain a lot in the spring at home, where I'm from.
That's true. That's true. Yesterday was nice and foggy for you, because in Mississippi...
It gets foggy a lot.
It gets foggy. We don't get fog around here much.
Around here?
We wouldn't identify with that. Speaking of identity, huh? According to a new Barner report, nearly two-thirds of Americans say their family is the number one factor that makes up their personal identity.
Ooh.
Yeah. A survey was asked of what makes human self-identity, and again, two-thirds of Americans said family, number one. Number two, I was a little surprised at, to be honest, around these parts.
Round them.
Number two is being American.
Being American.
Neil Diamond.
That's the best thing in my life. Jesus bled red, white, and blue, and I do too.
No, that's actually
that's
true,
right.
Sir.
Okay. America.
Yeah. No.
Booyah.
According to Barna, yeah, number two, being American makes up a lot of your personal identity. Where does faith rank? Came in third, actually. Family, America, and religious faith ranks third. Yeah. On the list, it also included ethnic group fourth, career fifth, and the state a person lives in.
Okay.
Was sixth. Those are the top influences.
You know why that's so high?
Huh.
Texas.
Heck yeah, man!
It's probably so high on the list because if you meet somebody from Texas, that's their number one identifier. Above family, religion,
hey,
or whatever.
That's not my number one. You know that.
I said somebody from Texas.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't say an export of Texas. I said someone from...
Who currently lives there.
Someone that is a... Like, that's a bold Texan. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of, POD announced a Texas tour. They're playing like six shows in April in Texas exclusively.
It's funny, though. You talk... And I'm not talking down to any Texan because I'm sure if I do, I'll get beat up
not.
Or I won't hear the last of it. Anyway, within 3 seconds of talking to someone who currently lives in Texas, you will hear... I'm from Texas, so...
Yeah.
And then there's just little breath. Okay.
POD playing in the great city known as Lubbock. I'm thinking there might be a road trip in my future.
I just heard that little breath come after Lubbock. Nothing to prove or whatever, but...
Speaking of, I just wanted to get in there that I'm from Lubbock, Texas.
I just sigh a lot.
Hey, whatever, CrossFit... That should be an identifier, right?
Well, you brought
you're
it
not,
up, so you
you're
tell
not
me.
A CrossFit, you're not a CrossFit, what is the word I'm looking for?
I cult member?
Maybe. CrossFit and vegan.
I'm a vegan CrossFitter from Texas.
Dude.
So you will never hear me not sighing.
Our boss, Chip, he's got all of those under his belt.
He really does.
He's rocking some hot yoga. He is a CrossFitter. He is a vegan. But he's never mentioned any of those.
No, he hasn't.
He's
how do we even know that?
The rare odd bird.
He's a rare bird.
Because you know why?
Why?
Identity.
Oh.
His identity is strong.
He doesn't put his identity in those things.
That's exactly
right. You know
right.
what he puts his identity in?
What does he put his identity in?
I would say his family and his faith.
Probably. Yeah. There you go. According to Barna, two-thirds of Americans say their identity comes from number one, family. Two, American, religious faith, third, ethnic group, career, and the state a person lives in. What makes up your identity? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And coming up around the break, we're going to talk about a woman
yes.
who wrote an open letter talking about her identity.
Yes, family and identity have
Man.
Been huge in the headlines lately.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it because there's a lot of interesting... It's a huge thing in America. Right now.
Yes.
And the world.
Yeah. And her take may surprise you. Coming back, we'll talk about that on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Good morning, Albuquerque. Let's take a look at traffic. you're over on the west side, there's an accident. The right lane is blocked. Unser Boulevard South at McMahon Boulevard.
Ah.
Watch out for that garbage. Also, long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. And road construction, the roadway is reduced to two lanes, I-25 between New Mexico 47 and Rio Bravo Boulevard. Please be careful this morning. The roads are slick.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, none of us here in Albuquerque knows how to drive in the rain.
True.
So be careful. Pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Actress Ava Mendez.
Yeah.
Talking a little bit about the family.
You know, she's married to Ryan Gosling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, big ups to them. She recently came out with her assessment of marriage and her reason why she thinks divorce is so rampant. In fact, the number one reason why divorce happens, in her opinion.
She says sweatpants.
Mm.
She says that sweatpants are the number one cause of divorce in America. Ladies, quote, or this is her quote, quote, ladies, sweatpants. No, can't do that.
Right.
End quote. The 41-year-old has a six-month daughter with actor Ryan Gosling and said regardless of how much sleep she gets, she won't be letting Ryan Gosling catch her in sweatpants. And she also said that raising her daughter has given her a new appreciation for motherhood.
Nice. At least that quote is.
That, I mean, you know, motherhood.
I'm not saying anything about the sweatpants.
So, Steve-O, your opinion. Sweatpants.
You know, I mean, maybe not number one, but two? 1.7.
Let me tell you something about sweatpants, ladies. All right.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We decided, you know, the old adage, it's called a proverb, says that even a fool is thought wise when kept silent.
Booyah.
We're going to keep silent on this and allow the ladies to chime in because, you know, this is your department anyway. So we figured, why not? Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Mm-hmm.
What do the ladies have to say?
Petey says, if your husband is a fashion designer, sure. Otherwise, normal men don't have a problem with it. I don't know if that's a girl or a boy that said that.
Okay.
The name is Petey. Who knows? Lindsay says, that's ridiculous. We're all about being comfortable in our home. Wearing sweats at home, taking care of babies all day, is not the same thing as letting yourself go. It's purely fictional.
Okay.
Cheyenne says, my husband actually prefers me in sweatpants, t-shirt, no makeup, being compared to being all dressed up.
Huh.
Okay. Jacqueline says, I disagree. I don't wear sweatpants, but I don't think that's going to break your marriage up.
Okay.
Yes, you need to look nice for your husband, but 10 years and 4 kids later, I've realized that's not what he's looking at or cares about. Thebes chimed in. He's a dude. He says, if you base the value of your marriage on how you look at the point of exchanging vows, don't get married.
Wow.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdom from Thebes. And he's gotten 4 likes on his statement. If you like that, go to our Facebook and like it.
Nice.
Cannon says, I'll stop wearing mine if you stop wearing yours. She tagged her husband. Winky face.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Agree or disagree with good old Ava Mendez. Sweatpants, number one cause for divorce, at least according to her.
Now, see, Ashley says, I've read several different articles on this that seem to make it clear it was said more in jest than seriously. Just one more thing for people to get worked up over for no reason, .. I mean, we never joke around here. We're pretty serious about everything.
We're so serious about this topic because we believe that sweatpants are evil.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, and they're just breaking up marriages.
They are
left
a
and right.
blight on human society.
That is exactly why we did this story.
Exactly
because
why.
Breaking news. Sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
Walmarts, guys. We got to boycott them because they sell sweatpants.
Bane of America.
I mean,
who made them?
Marriages.
Wizard pants is what they should call them. That's right.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to chime in. You know, talking about families and doing things together. Mm-hmm. You know, Ava Mendez can jokingly say sweatpants, number one cause for divorce.
Absolutely.
But how about this? Causes for keeping people together? Let's build relationship. Let's build family. In fact, I found a list of the top 10 things you can do as a family as we head into spring. Because today being the first day of spring, it's a good idea to start planning your maybe summer outings. Do these as a family. Number one, clothes and toy drives. This weekend, actually, there's one. You're donating some stuff this one this weekend.
Yeah.
Doing this in your house? You
kids, can I donate it over the radio?
Old
toys? I say, hey, if you're interested in getting some old furniture out of my place,
just come take it.
Just come take it.
Oh, man. Well, according to All Pro Dad, that's number one, 10 service project ideas with your family, because it shows things. You gather up the toys or whatever it is in your house, the clothes you've outgrown, and you do it together. Give them away to someone you know, to Goodwill, to an organization that will help someone in need. We know here we get a lot of stuff week in and week out for Project Zoe and the Aspen Project, which is great. Another great idea, sponsor a family. There's so many organizations that give you the opportunity to sponsor a family or a child. You can find referrals from people or find an organization, sponsor somebody.
Yeah.
And just show, hey, we're being good stewards with our money. This is what we're going to do as a family. Volunteer your time together. Maybe you go down to the rescue mission as a family. Help get breakfast prepared. Do dinners. Whatever it is. Another way. You can put together a care package. Find a missionary, a member of the military. Put together a care package to be sent to them. Maybe somebody overseas, somebody that's in service. You can visit a local children's hospital with your family. This guy says, while it was very scary for us, the local volunteers and people that visited there made it an amazing experience. Comforting others in times like that can help in ways you can't even imagine. How about this? This would be helpful. You guys are gearing up to have a baby very soon.
Oh.
Clean the house of someone who is sick or pregnant. Or maybe just had a new baby.
Uh-huh.
Some people, you know, they have health challenges or they're unable to at the time. Serve in that way. Go clean the house. Or for that matter, bring them dinner. Because they're about to have a baby. I'm trying to get you free food, man.
Hey, free food is always good for me.
There you go.
As long as it's healthy.
Save up some money ahead of time and decide to pay for someone else's items in the checkout line.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a really good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Maybe you're in line for the grocery store. Dude in front of you is, you know, just sporting a few items. Or maybe he's sporting a big old list of groceries.
Yeah.
Paying for somebody else's groceries or something like that family.
Man, that's nice.
That would be awesome. Show your kids that money isn't everything. And when you serve others, it's amazing what happens.
It's true.
Some cool ideas for you. Ava Mendez, Sweatpants, Killer of Marriage. Agree or disagree, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Come have some fun with us on Facebook.
Yes. Steve Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Brand newest from Firefly, We Are Alive. And speaking of Firefly, be praying for Dawn as you guys are gearing up for Un Bebe.
Un Babino.
Yes, dude. It's coming soon to a lot family near you.
Dum-dum.
Excited about that.
Wait, unless there's another lot family. Well, the funny thing is my sister, my little sister is also having a kid soon.
What?
But her last name is now Miller.
Boo.
Mm-hmm. Which, it stunk, because my Twitter handle and my Instagram is A Lot of Mateo.
Yeah.
I got that from Allison, because hers was A Lot of Fun.
Uh-huh.
Because it's Allison Lot, and hers was A Lot of Fun, and she had to change it to A Lot Miller. Yeah!
Boo!
Dude, my brother-in-law, Jim, is awesome.
See, guys, marriage, I'm telling you. First, you gotta change your name, then sweatpants, then next thing you know, you're headed to the courthouse.
Sweatpants!
At least that's what Ava Mendez says. If you're just joining us, Ava Mendez, wife of Ryan Gosling, 41-year-old actress. They recently had a baby, and she was talking candidly about marriage and her thoughts. And, of course, Ava Mendez is pretty hilarious anyways.
Yeah.
Probably being playful, but said sweatpants, number one cause for divorce. So we thought we would take it to the phone lines, 505-338-3700. What do you think about this? Obviously, within the church, outside of the church, in our culture, period, divorce, sadly, is becoming more the norm than the exception.
Yeah.
And so...
And here's another thing, too, that's confusing.
Yeah.
Sweatpants are, like, in style right now. You get the one, the tapered ones with the, like, elastic.
Those are, like, yoga pants, though, right?
No, no. There's, like, fashionable sweatpants. Yoga pants are tight. They're tight everywhere. Like, these sweatpants, they start off baggy. It was a European thing a few years ago. They start off baggy, and then they taper hard at the bottom.
Oh, Justin Bieber pants.
Yes. Yes. Stewart pants. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Battle drums pants. Right. All right.
So
I got you.
Those are in style right now. So I'm kind of surprised that, sweatpants is like a...
Those are,
a
negative?
Those are evil. Because they're in style.
I don't know, man. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Playfully. What are your thoughts? We want to know.
Yeah, we said playfully, everybody.
Or, of course, 505-338-3700. Static!
Yeah, I just had to chime in because I was like, if people want to just solve the problem, do what I do, and as soon as I get home, those pants come off. And wow. I say no pants at all.
No pants.
You can't just say that for everybody.
Gosh.
When they're in their home, I'm saying. Only when they're home. You know, like
when you're home.
You know, that makes a little more sense.
You're a no pants.
You know, yeah, home. That way once they
if
watch
you wear
the TV, hang out, chill.
But do you have kids?
Yeah, that's the only thing.
I can't walk around with no pants in my house.
But our son will walk. Well, I don't know. It's weird because our son...
He's a kid.
That's true. But walks around in his little underwear as soon as he gets home. And I'm like, dang, dude, like, put some shorts on. But he doesn't... He's comfortable, man. I can't...
See, we have a shorts rule. You can't just sport underwear in our house. It's like, bro, go put some shorts on at least. Go get some basketball shorts on. I have all boys, and they just do like, there's a trail of clothing leading up to the bedroom. And it's like, dude, put some clothes on.
Turned into Stinky Town USA.
Yes, dude.
Right?
Please. All right, you too,
see,
man.
Oh. Yes, everybody, look. We're saying all that. We know that she wasn't saying that.
Right.
To be serious.
To be serious.
But it is a commentary. In fact, listen to this tasty nugget.
I like it.
Devil's advocate.
All right.
Coming from Isaac. It's not the sweatpants themselves, but what they represent. This figure of speech or cultural meme of someone not putting effort into their partner and their relationship anymore because they found, quote, the one, and they can relax.
Mm.
They don't have to put any effort in anymore.
Okay.
If taken that way, then I agree, men do this too. That's what Isaac says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get married, you stop dating your spouse.
Our boy Bill Peterson says he wears tights.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He wears the tights in the family.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. But do you think there's something to that? The idea that in marriage, maybe that's part of it and what she's trying to say comically, but
I think
to raise awareness
I think
to
it
the
depends
fact that we
kind of Yeah, I think it depends on the person,
lazy.
Too. Some people genuinely don't care.
Yeah.
You know? Some people do care and pretend like they don't care.
See, right. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree wholeheartedly with that.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Oh, that's fine.
Sweats all day, no makeup. That's just the way we roll in this house. It's like... Cool, man. I mean, I don't wear makeup, but...
You do? I wear a ton of... I have a solid foundation.
Mascara.
Mascara?
Yeah,
I never even heard that.
I just made it up.
Okay.
Thank you.
I like that. I don't like that. I don't want to wear makeup, Steve-O. Quit trying to get me to wear makeup!
Chime in with your thoughts. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And speaking of identity, man, you know, a lot of our identity is wrapped up in our appearance. One girl... who was raised by a pair of moms, said that right, raised by a pair of moms, is speaking out on her family foundation and what it has caused for her.
Yeah.
Her open letter may surprise you.
Yeah, as surprising as the Dolce & Gabbana thing that came out the other day.
Yeah, dude. We'll talk about that on the way. Also, another pair of tickets to give away for Josh Garrels and Gunger coming tomorrow night to Glorietta, glorietta.org for details on that. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's gonna be days when you hate me. It's gonna be days.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning, Albuquerque. Take a look at your traffic, see what's up. We have long-term road construction at San Mateo Boulevard and San Diego Avenue Northeast. Also, we have some lane closures. The roadway has been reduced to two lanes because of road construction. I-25 between New Mexico 47 and Rio Bravo Boulevard. No accidents or police activity showing up on our map, but if you see something and feel like you need to tell us about it, 338-3700, talk to Doug.
Booyah!
He'll let us know. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, coffee shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Their phone number, 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Good morning.
Hey-o.
Been talking a lot about identity this morning. According to a new Barner report, nearly two-thirds of Americans say their family makes up a lot of their personal identity. Being American came in at number two, and a person's religious faith ranked third, followed by their ethnic group, career, and the state a person lives in. Question of the day was posted at facebook.com/mystaticradio. The ever famous Ava Mendez, wife of Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
41-year-old actress. Said that sweatpants, speaking of rankings, sweatpants was the number one cause for divorce. I think she was being a little cheeky with it.
Yeah, she was.
But,
cheeky.
We started a conversation on Facebook if you would like to chime in there as well. Our appearance, identity, and we've been talking about this morning, but you found a crazy letter.
An interesting letter.
Dealing with identity.
Now, recently, Dolce & Gabbana, who are known for being gay, fashion designers, they came out against gay marriage and two homosexuals raising children.
Right.
Which was, it made huge news. It like backlash from Elton John. Of course, gay rights activists and organizations.
Immediately called for boycotts.
Yeah, immediately. And it was just generally surprising. And now, falling in line with that, a South Carolina woman's new essay about being raised by her lesbian mom contains a surprising revelation. She opposes marriage equality.
Yeah.
This is an interesting story. And it totally plays into how our family is one of, and here in America, is the number one identifier for how your own identity gets created.
Which is interesting because according to this Barna research, that's actually true. Two-thirds of Americans identified family as the number one, identifier for...
The biggest role.
For self.
In helping you form your own identity. Now, this is her letter. She says, "Gay community, I am your daughter. My mom raised me with her same-sex partner back in the 80s and 90s. This lady is Heather Barwick, a 31-year-old mother of four. I'm writing to you because I'm letting myself out of the closet. I don't support gay marriage, but it might not be for the reasons that you think. It's not because you're gay. I love you so much. It's because of the nature of the same-sex relationship itself." Now, it goes on, it says that her mom's partner treated her as if she was her own daughter. Mm. Along with her mom's partner, she also inherited her tight-knit community of gay and lesbian friends. Her father, meanwhile, wasn't a great guy and didn't bother coming around anymore.
Wow.
And what that did is it created a huge hole in her where she needed a father. As she grew up with her loving mom and stepmom, Barwick writes, her family taught her how to be brave, how to have empathy, how to listen, how to stand up for herself, even if that meant she stood alone. And for a while in her 20s, that meant being an advocate for gay marriage, but now she's had a change of heart. And here's why. Same-sex marriage and parenting withholds either a mother or father from a child while telling that child that it doesn't matter, that it's all the same. But it's not. She says, a lot of your kids are hurting. My father's absence created a huge hole in me, and I ached every day for a dad. I loved my mom's partner, but another mom could never have replaced the father that I lost.
We talked about this on Theology Thursday with Pastors Brian Nixon and Jarrett Petro, the idea of same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And there obviously is a divide. First and foremost, for us, biblically, we stand that, well, it's not a biblical standard. It's not here's God's standard for marriage. But then we went on to sociological issues. We went along with physiological issues, which is exactly what this is talking about. The physiological, I mean, you're missing a very basic need. I can tell you, as someone who lost my dad when I was 6 years old, my father passed away. I had that hole and still have that hole to this day because nothing could replace having my father in my life. And so the normal functions in your living system, basically, your physiology. That's an interesting take.
An interesting take. And it's funny that it comes out alongside the Dolce & Gabbana thing. I think, and it totally reminds me of the huge call that's been placed on fathers.
Absolutely.
In the past, like, 10 years or
yes.
so. I mean, you look at, like, even, and this is a total sidetrack, but you look at, like, the NFL, like, the whole domestic rights thing. It's totally a call for people, like, guys to be dads, to
right.
be fathers, to be men.
Mm-hmm.
And this totally plays into that.
Yeah.
In fact, it's almost like it's not so much, not necessarily so much a commentary on the whole same-sex relationship thing, but it's really like, hey, dads,
yeah.
look what happens when you're not a dad.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the flip side of that, I immediately thought of Neil Harris, a guy I went to high school with.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Him and his husband,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're missing the mother aspect. So
right.
So, you know, so not
oh, yeah,
just
yeah,
calling
totally.
Out dads.
Right.
But absolutely, men, we do need to step up as fathers. Mm-hmm. We do need to, that's
and
why
women, you need to step up as mothers.
Amen. For me as a child, it was really difficult to hear God was my father, you know, my father in heaven, because I didn't understand what that looked like because I didn't have a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so, interesting article, interesting open letter, and it's coming at a time where all of a sudden you're seeing people who are actually within that realm say, hey, maybe this isn't the best course of action, just on a physiological level or a sociological level. So, that being said, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have some fun. We are going to give away some tickets to Josh Garrels and Gunger, but I also found a list of 10 things from your life that will survive your death.
Ooh.
That no matter what, 10 things that you will leave. When you leave this earth, there's a list of, at least according to All Pro Dad, 10 things that will survive you. And so a very important list, I think, one that we should probably put into our mindset today, something to think about. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And of course, as I mentioned, Josh Garrels, Gunger, tomorrow night, Glorieta, New Mexico, glorieta.org for details on that and your chance to score tickets right around the corner on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Gunger, I am Mountain. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve Oteo hanging out with you.
Good morning.
And Gunger going to be here very, very soon, tomorrow night in Glorieta, along with Josh Garrels. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Big show.
Glorieta.org for details on that. Or just going to kick it over to Jason to my left.
Here he is.
Hanging out with us from Glorieta.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's going.
Thanks for trekking it down here from Glorieta.
Yeah, no problem. A little early morning. Get out, see the fog and the mountains. I tried not to look at the Sandias too much while I was driving.
That's yeah. good. Good plan.
Yeah, but I mean, up in Glorieta, it's gorgeous 24/7, right? So
yeah, it's not too bad. We got a couple more trees up there than down here.
Yeah. A couple more.
Yeah, just a couple.
That's good.
It's a little greener. You guys have like the gnarly, crazy horror movie fog this week?
Yeah, I got up this morning. I was leaving the house, and I was like, oh, man. This
yeah,
is like
Stephen
King
ominous.
Outside.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
that movie was, I never saw.
The Fog?
Yeah.
I remember that movie.
I never saw it.
It was
because it was
great.
Like, really?
It ended really.
The Fog?
The ending of that movie was like, no! It was one of those.
Oh,
like,
man.
Just get a bunch of fans.
Yeah.
Like,
and just blow the fog around?
Yeah. Just blow the fog away.
Put your low beams on.
Dude, see? You got this.
Yeah, you get it.
A couple days ago, we had gnarly fog in Albuquerque, and this guy behind me was just rocking the high beams like it was going out of style, and it was just wall of light.
Oh, man.
Like, I can't see 3 feet in front of me right now. Thanks, bro.
I have this problem. My Jeep has these bright lights, and anytime I'm on a two-lane road, everyone thinks I've got my high beams on, and I don't, and they flash me. I'm like, I'm sorry, man.
Do you flash the high beams? Go, yeah.
Sometimes I want to real bad.
What?
Maybe I let it go once or twice, and then I'm like, oh, I don't want to blind them. It's like they're blinding me because it's horrible.
That's funny.
Wow.
Dude, you guys just reminded me.
You turn the left cheek also. That's
try
amazing.
To. Not all the time. All
right.
I've almost got sideswiped twice this morning.
What?
Yeah, you guys just reminded me. I was
oh,
like,
man.
Twice. It was like, whoa, come on.
Good old Paseo.
I only used the horn once.
Yeah.
I'm always like late reactor with my horn, though. It's all like, hey, come on.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I've got a horn.
Yeah, I grew up in Dallas where people just, they cut you off all the time.
Oh, dude, Dallas.
People here, I don't know what to expect. There, I know they're going to be mean to me.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
true.
No, just know that here in New Mexico, if it rains, if it just looks cold, people don't know how to drive anymore. Like, as long as it's sunny, everybody's great. The second any kind of weather comes in any way, shape, or form, people forget how to drive.
Yeah, that's good because we have like, what, 200 something days of sun, so you're mostly safe.
Mostly safe.
Mostly 20% safe. Yeah. of the year, keep an eye out.
If it gets a little like foggy, if it gets shady, if the sun goes behind clouds, I mean, it's like, people don't know what to do.
What is this death machine?
Yeah, it's like, it's called a cloud. Yeah.
No, that's a car. Yeah. People lose their like, It's nuts.
Oh, man. Jason from Glorieta, New Mexico, here with us. And you guys have a crazy summer plan.
You do.
Yeah, we got all sorts of stuff coming in and out.
Yeah.
So we have a couple different programs. We have youth groups that come out.
Yeah.
Fuge Student Life are hosting camps with us, and they're going to bring out a lot of really cool bands I'm super excited about.
You started running down like a list of cool bands over the summer, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Collegiate Week, if you're a college-age student, come on out. And we've got Rush of Fools leading worship that week. Jeff Johnson from Dallas is going to be doing a couple a session with us. The Museum.
I don't
know if y'all know, play them out here, but so we're excited. It's going to be a good worship.
You're not even mentioning like Bella Reeve.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like the digital age.
Oh yeah,
age. Dude, come on. Like,
yeah.
I immediately was freaking out on your list of artists that you're like, yeah, we're just bringing them out.
Southern Baptist Texas Convention is going to have a camp with the Digital Age, which we're super excited about.
Yes, dude.
Are these shows open to the public too?
Some of them are. You can check through our website, SBTC. Cool. You go through them. Fuge and Student Life go through them, and those are all youth camps.
Okay,
right.
So we have a wilderness backpacking camp if you want to come out and get outdoors.
No way.
Nice.
Yeah, and then to anybody that like wants to live out at camp for a little while, spend 2 or 3 weeks with us for free.
Ooh. Yeah,
you gotta clean dishes every day, and we'll take you through some discipleship.
No way.
Yeah,
you guys are rocking it this
summer. It's gonna be super cool. All of it's on glorieta.org. Or you can email me at jason@glorieta.org. There's only one T in that. It's
there
really
you.
Tricky.
Yeah. One R, one T, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would say. One R, one T, Glorieta. Glorieta.org for details on that. But in the immediate future, tomorrow night, Josh Garrels and Gunger, I love the way it worked out that they're both just going to be here.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
We got connected with Garrels, and then we're looking for an opener, and I sent an email out and ended up with Gunger because I was like, what a great show, the two guys together.
Yeah.
They mesh well. They're kind of like that indie, a little bit of like vibing, spoken word.
It's like your phone, bro. It's 4G.
Right.
You've got God, you've got Glorieta, you've got Gunger, and you've got Doug. No.
Doug is always the last G.
Okay, no, dude.
Yeah.
Because
the first G.
We're talking. All right. Glorieta, New Mexico, as you said, it's about an hour drive.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Once you hit the highway, I don't know how long it takes to get to the interstate, you get on 25, 1 hour.
1 hour. So. Yeah, there you go. Josh Garrels, Gunger, tomorrow night, glorieta.org for details. Or we're going to give away a pair of tickets.
Yes, we
right
are.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Going to be playing a little game. It's simple. Well... It's seemingly simple.
It could be.
It could be simple.
Are we playing the fragrance game again?
I've got an idea.
Okay.
I've got an idea.
Yes, I think you're right.
So 505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to score a pair of tickets to see Josh Garrels and Gunger. It's going down tomorrow night. We had a chance to talk with both artists recently and really excited. Both of them working on new records. So we're going to hear some new stuff from them. So I'm excited for that as well. It's going to be amazing. All right. Are we ready to do this?
Yes!
Let's hear
Static,
it.
Static, hello!
Yeah, I had to play again, Redemption Time.
Oh, that's Redemption. Right. All right, man. Well, the name of the game is Olympics. Do you know how Olympics works?
Yes.
That's good, because we can't tell you how it works.
That's right.
That's part of it.
Okay.
The first rule of Olympics is you can't know the rules. So here's how it goes. We're going to play a round. All you got to do is answer correctly, and you are going to score a pair of tickets to see Josh Garrels and Gunger tomorrow night in Glorieta, New Mexico. That being that Glorieta is a lovely little area north of Albuquerque. Are you familiar with New Mexico?
Yes.
Okay, this is good. This could be very easy for you. All right, name of the game, Olympics. Here we go. Name five cities in New Mexico. Go!
Santa Rosa, Santa Fe, Albuquerque.
Oh! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. sorry. The name of the game is Olympics.
You got me. Oh,
thanks.
Good. I didn't think
thanks for playing. Thanks for playing.
Good job. Good job.
Nice try. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
It was happening.
Jason, are you getting the name of the game and
I got
how this
it now.
Works?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All
Take
right.
a minute to watch it.
Yeah. The name of the game, Olympics. You think it's simple. You think it's easy.
But it's not.
It's not. Static.
Hi there.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. I was just calling to see if you're still doing the contest.
Oh, we are. Are you a fan of Josh Girls and Gunger?
I'm a huge fan.
You're a All huge right. fan. So would you say you're a fan of worship music in general?
Yes.
Oh, this is good. Okay. Do you know how Olympics works?
No.
Oh, well. This
gotta,
is going to be a doozy.
You
got to
figure it out, friend.
You're going to figure it out as we go.
Remember, okay. the name of the game is Olympics.
All right?
Okay.
So here we go. I need you to name 5 popular worship songs. Go.
Thank you.
We're sorry. The name of the game is Olympics. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
I'm feeling like you guys are like my high school speech teachers again.
What are you talking about?
First rule of Olympics is we can't tell you how to play Olympics.
It's true. Static.
One more time.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
One more time.
All right, one more time.
Third time's a charm.
One more time. Here we go. You know the name of the game. You know how this works. You're a dude. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What type of career do you rock, my friend?
Just warehouse.
A warehouse.
Sales,
okay.
Sales marketing and warehouse.
Warehouse.
Like, booyah.
Okay. Man stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely labor.
Labor. All right. Here we go, sir. Name of the game, Olympics. Name
okay.
5 tools. Go.
Wrench, hammer, socket, screwdriver, sledgehammer.
Oh, yes! Oh. You did it! You've done it! You did it!
You've done it!
Oh, you did it! Amazing! Amazing! Name of the game, Olympics.
Mm.
Dude, I've been trying all morning. I can't believe I was even gonna, like, I was like, whatever you do, don't be an idiot. I was, like, trying so hard, dude. I was all sweating.
Well, you did it, man. You did it. You just scored a pair of tickets to see Josh Garrell's Gunger. It's going down tomorrow night. Glorieta, New Mexico. Hang on the line, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
There you go. That's right. Glorieta.org for details on the show. Jason, can you hang tight with us for a bit?
Yeah, I can hang out for a little
awesome.
While.
Awesome.
Booyah.
On the way, we're going to talk a little more about Ava Mendez and her comments about marriage
Woo!
And identity and how that goes along with our boys at Glorieta, New Mexico.
That's right.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemical.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes, dude. Static Radio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve Oteo and joining us in studio, Jason from Glorieta.
Woo! What's up, guys?
Dude, we are amped.
Man, I'm so excited too.
Revitalization going on. Baptists like to use the word revival, right? So there's a revival of sorts.
Yeah, I went to Dallas Glorieta. Baptist University. I think I heard that word
there
all the
go.
Time. But
there you
know
go
about it. You know, we're changing things up. We're an interdenominational camp now and kind of a camp for everybody.
Dude, if you grew cool. up in New Mexico, chances are you were at a youth camp at Glorieta at one point in your life. And so I know in recent years it's been like, dude, what's going on? What's going on up there?
What's going on?
And so all of a sudden, we're getting word of these amazing shows and cool stuff happening. And
I know what happened.
Revamping stuff. Oh,
do you know what happened?
I
know what happened
music.
To Glorieta.
Okay, go ahead.
Glorieta had a show.
Uh-huh.
They hosted a speaker named Matt Chandler.
Ooh, yes.
Which was incredible.
Uh-huh.
But they also had this band play.
Oh, no.
This band's name was Waverly.
Oh.
And if anybody knows Waverly, you know that no matter what they touch, it withers
and dies.
And dies.
Yeah.
Now, it's kind of cool because it sets it up for like a phoenix scenario where it's going to rise again, mm-hmm. you know, and you get tons of biblical parallels, resurrection and all that.
Yes.
But In the meantime, that's a pretty dark little...
It's a dark time period.
It's a dark place.
That's the time period they don't
talk about. It goes medieval.
The Dark Ages of Glorietta.
Yeah, and it was Waverly's fault. They had Waverly, and it's like, it's going to be great, it's going to be great. 30 people showed up, or actually, hundreds of people showed up to hear Matt Chandler, and then when Waverly started, they all went to get snacks.
They checked their phones.
What is this?
And then you went, ha-ha, you're in Glorietta, you can't check your phone. Is there service up there now? Because when I was there, come on.
It depends which side of the hill you're on. Like, where my house is, I kind of lose the 4G, but if you're in the middle of campus, it comes back on.
Wait, 4G? I'm not even worried about 4G. I'm just talking about it working at all.
Oh, yeah.
It's been some years. I used to be just a brick. This is worthless.
It also depends how far you hike out. But if you get to the top of the mountain, the best service that I have around.
Dude, progression, guys. Yeah. Progression.
Oh. The higher you go.
But if you're in the valley... It's nothing.
It's the shadow of death.
Right.
So,
yeah. But it's beautiful.
But you'll fear no evil.
Because you'll be in wonderful Glorietta,
New Mexico. Amazing. Talk a little bit about this, the revamping and what you guys have done. Because, man, we were talking about some of the cool things that happened. You guys have, like, it's organized chaos of awesome.
Yeah. It feels like that every day, a little bit of chaos and a little, like, it's always awesome. But trying to figure out what's going on, what we're going to do next.
Yeah.
This show is an example of one of those things. So, like, as Christians, we're all called to go out in the world and minister. But it's really hard to take a place that's 2,000 acres and, like, take it to other people.
Yeah.
So we're looking at how can we bring people who, like, maybe not be super tight, like, with Jesus or, like, know exactly what's going on. But bring them there. Bring a cool show. Like, we're not going to do a huge, like, gospel presentation or anything. But, like, all our staff, they all... are, you know, super great Christians, love to talk about, like, love to love on people. So we'll bring them out, serve them really well, just show them what we're about, like, how people can be fun, have a great time, like, just treat people well, and then leave and hopefully, you know, see that there's something different about these people. And so our mission statement really is to inspire Christ-like change through outdoor adventure, authentic relationships, and biblical truth.
Boom!
So
That's a mouthful, and you nailed it!
Yeah.
Nailed it!
It's like our passion. So the outdoor adventure, we get out, we rappel, we, jump off onto blobs, which are these big inflatable things. One person jumps on, a person on the end flies into the lake, and we have a great time.
You can fly into a lake?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's happening.
So, and then, you know, then we start building some relationships. We hang out with kids, we show them, hey, this is like what true following Christ looks like, and it's awesome.
Amazing.
And then, you know, it's you build that trust, and that's where we can kind of bridge the gap into, here's why Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. Like, here's why it's worth it.
And you're bringing incredible shows.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. It's like, well, how are we going to entice people? Oh, Josh Garrels and Gunger. That'll work.
Right.
Dude.
So.
So two artists that are just huge on Static Radio, of course. I've never seen Garrels before. So
I haven't seen either of these guys before. So it's going to be cool. I'm excited. I got the input list in the other day. There's four guys coming. Like 21 inputs. I'm like, what are these guys gonna do?
Yes.
There's accordion on the list. There's banjo. It's gonna be a real interesting show. Lisa and Michael will be out from Gunger playing some piano and acoustic.
Like, oh man. Yeah. I'm excited.
I want to say, you know, we've never seen Garrels, but I don't think we've ever really talked to him either, because when we talked to him, I think he was half asleep.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what he's like.
We had Josh on it. You can catch that interview at mystaticradio.com/mornings. Download the podcast. But that guy, poor dude, broke his arm.
Yeah.
Skateboarding.
Yeah.
And then we forced him to wake up at 7 a.m. to be on the morning show. And you can tell that artist does not wake before the sun.
Right.
So,
yeah. Let's hope maybe he played a show like real late the night before or something.
And it was daylight saving week, you know? So it was just like, hey, man, really, it's like 6 o'clock your time. So we're just going to destroy you.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Good luck.
But he was a trooper. He tried.
Yeah.
He tried.
Hey, we'll at least he called, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people just don't even call.
If you're a fan of good music,
they don't call me.
Josh Garrels, I can't wait to hear the new record, because as we talked to him, you know, we did find out the new record's going to be more soul themed, if you will, because his music's all over the place. It's so diverse. So I'm really excited about that. And we have friends who have seen him live who say that he puts on an incredible show. So we'll see what that's about, man.
We're super excited about it. We'll probably see some spoken word stuff. We'll see some folk indie arrangements. Like, I don't even know what to expect, but it's going to be awesome.
I know, right? So there you go. Josh Garrels and Gunger tomorrow night, Glorietta, New Mexico. You can check out details at glorietta.org, not just for the show, but for everything you guys are doing. Because what if there's a church that maybe is thinking, or even a business thinking, oh man, we're a ministry, we want to do a team building thing. Can people actually get up there and Kick It and Glorieta, rent it out.
People all year long. We do not close.
Okay.
So anytime people want like group development, team building, that is like what we thrive on. We love to do that. So businesses, youth groups.
Throwing your boss in a lake.
Yeah,
anything. I mean, come on.
You know, you jump down a zip line together and everyone freaks out and it puts everyone on the same level.
Booyah. There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Glorieta.org for details on that.
I love zip lines.
Yeah?
They're so fun. We got a couple. So come on out. Actually, if you want to come early to do the show tomorrow, we're offering some passes to come out and play on all of our toys.
No way!
What?
Really?
You just dropped a bomb.
I know. Dang it.
No, of fun.
Early.
A bomb of fun.
I have to bring us. I'm probably going to need
fun
a swimsuit then.
It might be a little cold. It snowed yesterday, so.
Okay. Yeah, take your swimsuit, Steve.
Yes,
we'd like
dude.
To see what would happen.
Jumping in the lake.
With the polar bear plunge or whatever.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
But we have all sorts of other stuff that doesn't require being so freezing cold that you can have some fun with.
I like that. That's good. Man, amazing. Jason from Glorieta. Dude, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, no problem.
It's so fresh. Glorieta.org for details not only on the show, but everything going on in Glorieta. Also, get to our Facebook page because I'm sure this topic is not going anywhere.
No.
Sweatpants and divorce. They go hand in hand like Laverne and Shirley, like crackers and blue cheese.
Like winning girls' tickets for the show.
And Olympics.
Olympics. Not always hand in hand, but there's a great discussion going on at our Facebook.
If you've ever wanted to get in an argument with a complete stranger, get to our Facebook
page. We've given you the opportunity.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That is it for us. We are on out. Mitch is up next. Middays with Mitch. It's Friday, man. Forward Friday. So, of course, stories for that. And identity, the theme of the day. So I know she's going to be continuing that conversation as well. So keep it locked here. If you missed any part of the morning show, you can download the podcast. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. Check it out. And that's it. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night in Glorieta, New Mexico for Josh Girls and Gunger. Again, details, Glorieta.org. And until Monday, for some.
Yes. For others, no.
Yeah. Until next week. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.